This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. State lawmakers in Santa Fe are wrestling with a fiscal crisis, and the debate is familiar. Cut spending or raise taxes in order to balance the budget. Gwyneth Doland asked some voters how they would solve this problem for KUNM's People, Power, and Democracy Project.
On a cold but sunny Saturday morning, I headed 100 miles south of Santa Fe to Belen for the annual world's largest matanza. This festive pig roast is a celebration of Hispanic heritage that draws thousands of people for crispy chicharrones, fiery red chili, and fresh tortillas.
About state government.
Right.
They're trying to...
Sam Perez is a truck driver, and he says he feels a personal stake in the future and how the state spends its money, whether it's on health care, employee pensions, or schools.
You know, I have a six-year-old, you know, in school right now. I don't want her education to suffer from cuts.
The state has trimmed funding for education, but a recent poll paid for by the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty showed the overwhelming majority of New Mexicans, Democrats and Republicans, don't want any more cuts to schools. Senate Republican leader Stuart Ingle is one of many lawmakers who finds himself in a tough spot.
The decisions to cut spending are always very difficult. For one thing, the majority of our budget in any state either has to do with public education or higher education.
Coming up with more money can be equally problematic. Governor Martinez has stood firm on a no-tax pledge since she was elected in 2010. But oil and gas revenues, which make up a third of the state's budget, have sagged in recent years. And now Ingle is under pressure to find more revenue.
It's always very difficult to increase taxes because we're basically taking money from folks that are trying to pay their bills, raise their children, pay off their cars, things like that. And all of us are affected by tax increases one way or the other.
But the dilemma is not so cut and dry, says Carter Bundy, the head of a public employees union.
You don't have to choose between cuts and raising taxes. The first thing you do is you close the loopholes. The second thing you do is you adjust some of our flat taxes, things like gasoline, alcohol, cigarettes, making sure that they don't lose value every year to inflation.
In the crowded Sheriff's Posse beer garden at the Belen Matanza, several people say, yeah, they'd be okay if the state took a bigger cut from sales of booze and cigarettes. So-called sin taxes are a pretty popular solution. Two-thirds of New Mexicans support the idea. But some voters, like Twyla McComb, are wary.
Gas tax, cigarette tax, alcohol tax, I think those have already been taxed to death.
There are no easy answers, though, and McComb says the government should be careful about cutting too much.
I think there's probably a lot of fat in the administrative stuff, but I hate to say that because right now that is our industry. So I'm not so sure that cutting out more state jobs is going to help us either, because where are those people going to work?
One popular money-making idea is legalizing recreational cannabis and taxing it. But Rose Hare, who came from Santa Fe to volunteer at the Matanza, says she worries about unintended consequences.
We already have a problem with drunk driving, so driving buzzed is not going to solve anything, I don't think.
She says she's just resigned to paying higher taxes.
Well, I don't think I really have a choice about it. If I want the teachers to get paid, if I want the budget to be met, I'm going to have to pay taxes, whether I like it or not. And I don't like it, but that's the only simple way to get money.
Recently, the Greater Albuquerque Chamber of Commerce has shifted its stance and indicated it might not fight some tax increases. But finding a combination that the legislature and governor can agree on will be tough. Stuart Ingle has served for more than 30 years in the state Senate and has weathered many cycles of boom and bust.
We're here to represent the people that send us, and we are in very close touch with them. We've all shopped at the same grocery stores, filling stations, clothing places. And when you see people and they have a disagreement with you, they generally let you know.
No matter what state lawmakers decide, they'll probably get an earful about it. For KUNM, I'm Gwyneth Doland.
The People, Power, and Democracy Project examines ethics, transparency, and good government. It's funded by the Thornburg Foundation and by KUNM listeners. Find out more online, KUNM.org.